Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Shalom, all you all. This week's Parsha is Parsha Teruma. Originally in the Torah, Teruma deals with the construction of the Mishkan, the temple in the wilderness. The parallel and reason, apparently, the rabbis tied this to this Haftarah, which is from 1 Kings chapter 5, verses 26, and through chapter 6, verse 13, is apparently the connection between the building of the Mishkan in the wilderness and King Solomon's building of the temple in Jerusalem. Much of today's Haftarah relates to the details and measurements of the holy chambers. So, for example, if you read the text very carefully, in one verse the measurements were recorded was 60 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. Later on in the chapter, the measurements were given as 20 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 20 cubits high. So the rabbis asked, what about this discrepancy? What does it teach us? The rabbis said, it teaches us the space below, which was taken by the Ark of the Covenant, was as that above. As the space above served no material purpose, so the space below served no material purpose. The Ark miraculously would then, under these circumstances, take up no space. This supports Rabbi Levi. For Rabbi Levi and others say, we have this as a tradition from our fathers, as the place of the Ark and the Teruvim is not included in the measured space. Why? It's been taught. The Ark which Moses made had free space of 10 cubits on every side. Another interesting facet is set forth in the Jerusalem Talmud. That is the Talmud that was codified in Jerusalem and in Israel, not in Babylonia. And this deals with the issue that we learn in the text of the Haftarah that King Solomon forced labor on all of Israel, and it came to 30,000 men. They were sent to Lebanon in shifts of 10,000 a month. They would spend 1 month in Lebanon and 2 months at home. Why did they include these two details? What does it mean? And as typical Talmudic exegesis, Rabbi Avin said, this shows us that the commandment of Peru or Vu, be fruitful and multiply, is more beloved on the Holy One, blessed be He, than the building of the temple. How do we know this? It is written, they would spend 1 month in Lebanon and 2 months at home. And what were they doing when they were at home? Procreating. That's why we know Peru or Vu, be fruitful and multiply, is more important than the building of the tabernacle. This is found in Rishalmi Talmud in Ketuvot. Here's what we think was probably Rabbi Avin's reasoning. From the fact that one spends only 1 month away from home for the sake of building the temple, while spending 2 months at home, that marital relations and procreations take precedence over something as important as building the temple. We don't know if this is really what Solomon thought, or even that Rabbi Avin really thought this, but it gives us a view into rabbinic thought that as important as the significance of the temple to all as a source of Jewish worship and a light of Jewish worship, it was still more important that a building of brick and stones is not more important than the continuation of the Jewish people, and that the Jewish people would teach God's word and message through their own eyes, words and lessons to the world. Of course, this is exaggeration, but it does give us an insight to the rabbinic mind and the role of the temple in our historic past. We do get to look at the world through the eyes of rabbis. Do we focus on the material or do we focus on the value? Obviously, the rabbis thought we focus on value. Today I am your darshan, and I relied, and this is the initial promulgation of this explanation. I hope you liked it. Please remember, I am not a rabbi, nor an educator, nor a scholar. Period. I am simply a Yehudi Pashut, a simple Jew, Mehare, Baltimore, from the hills of Baltimore. Shabbat Shalom, O Yol.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.